Here we begin a yoga nidra practice. In this yoga nidra, we'll aim to calm and steady and find a place of deep, deep relaxation. You may do it from a seated position, lying position, using whatever favorite yoga props you have or wish to employ. And like all our practices, our meditative endeavors, we start off with that breath, centering, cognizant of our breathing pattern. Because if we're aware of it and we can make it more efficient, more conducive to drawing the mind inwards, then that habit will eventually become our nature. And we'll always have that kind of meditative breath working within. So just use your mind to be aware of your breathing. In Sanskrit, the word is Swarshastra, science of breath control, or science of breathing that allows your physical body to be at a premium and your mental body to be very tuned in. So use your two-step or three-step breathing pattern as you prefer. And just use this to purify your whole physical body and let your mental body just be relaxed. In the very first stage, we'll just work from the most outer, crude aspect of our human personality, and we'll go deeper successive stages. So at the beginning, just let your physical body, your bones, your muscles, your limbs, just rest into the earth. If anything feels tight or uncomfortable, then bring your mind's eye to that point and breathe slowly. Use your mental arena to nurture and calm and comfort that physical body. That's one special quality of humans. We have that mind. We're mind beings, so we can easily adjust our physical body. Mind has greater awareness than physical sense. So at the beginning, you're just letting gravity consume your whole physical existence. Human beings have 10 indriyas, motor sensory organs. And in sense perception, the two that we use the most, ears, audibility, eyes, ocular. Most of the day we have those sensors or sense experience aimed externally. In this practice, we're going to see within and we're going to hear within. So first listen to the mind. Let the mind be completely quiet. Try and listen for silence within the mind. It will like to bask in that silence. We'll just practice that for a bit. And then let's switch to the ocular part. Let some type of effulgence start to permeate your existence. You can think of it as like your astral body or your subtle body. But just let there be light. Watch light enter and just consume your whole existence. In whatever way it feels natural for you to see that unfold, let it happen. As that light permeates your whole existence, just idea to visualize that you're just under one great canopy of stars. Just resting underneath that, underneath the roof of the cosmos. As a child, as a citizen of the universe. Surrounded by your entire homeland as far as you can see from galaxy to galaxy. With each successive breath, losing sight of the boundaries of your physical existence and just letting that merge with that greater existence around you. Three more long, slow respirations as you just bask in your practice. Soaking up all the positive energy, the subtle thoughts, purity of mind, sentient body, just all the goodness that occurs from the meditative practice. One last deep inhalation and exhale, paying our dearest salutations to that innermost place within, and recognizing the interconnectedness of the whole cosmos without. Internally we say namaskar.